anything that involves Kawhi Leonard getting money for doing nothing is plausible. I'm going to say it again. Anything that involves the possibility of Kawhi Leonard getting paid for doing nothing is plausible. It's just a fact. 45% of his games have been missed during the regular season in his five-year-plus career with the Los Angeles Clippers. 34 to 35% of those games is during the playoffs. And I have stated for the record, which I'm going to state again, he is the absolute worst superstar you can ever have on your team. I'm not talking about his talent. I'm not talking about questioning that greatness. The man's a two-time champion and a two-time NBA Finals MVP, even though it should have been one, but both Kevin Durant and Klay Thompson went down with injuries in the finals, because I assure you, if they were healthy, the Toronto Raptors might have got swept by the Golden State Warriors. And at the very worst, they'd have lost in five games. But that's beside the point. I'm not questioning any of that. I'm simply saying, when you take into consideration load management, when you take into consideration him blackmailing the Clippers organization to trade in a farm, which included Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, so they could get Paul George, when you take into account his unavailability because of his injury history, when you take all of that into account, along with the fact that he spent years never doing a damn thing to promote the franchise or the league, from a promotional standpoint, that's all I'm talking about here, he's the absolute worst superstar you could have.